The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It's the 15th of September, 2021, talking with Roger Landry. We got a caller on hold. And 10 feet in front of my office door, I get into it with another tenant in our condominium complex. She's standing there on a phone with a mask on. And I ask her, I said, why are you wearing the mask? She says, well, we're in the health business and we're mandated to do it. And I said, you know, I'm on break right now. We're talking about this very subject. Well, did you get your COVID shot? I said, hell no, I didn't. Well, you know, there's a lot of cases of COVID right now. I said, it's a lie. Again, Roger, let me say this one more time. How do you tell the stupid that they're acting stupidly?
That's a question that doesn't have a pretty answer. It doesn't have an answer that's going to make anybody feel comfortable. It doesn't. Okay? Every time there is a struggle, it is those who are unprepared who usually suffer the most, or suffer, I don't know, beyond what they should, or suffer fatally. What we are looking at is you and I have discussed this over and over again, and we come back to this point because here it is. We have been discussing the dumbing down of America. We have been discussing making Americans programmed to be ignorant. This is an absolute fact. Our children are so stupid. The United States used to have the highest scholastic scores on the planet. I dare anybody to go online and look now.
No,
you're going to find out.
Yeah. Now you just get a trophy for your participation. Forget how well you did.
That's
Charlie,
it.
And I can hear.
You don't have to learn math. You don't have to learn math because that's racist now.
Charlie, I can hear you clearing your throat. That tells me you're still there. Go ahead with the reason why you called in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment here about the General Milley and also about Stan Dale. I was listening to Stan Dale today, and he was saying that he has information, or there's information going to him, that Iran is going to bomb Israel, nuke it, or try to nuke it.
Okay.
And I don't know how true that is.
Wait a minute. Who's Stan Dale?
Stan Dale. Oh, Stan Dale is he's one that has been following earthquakes and stuff like that. He was on Doug Hagman's show. It was actually recorded yesterday.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything about the man, because
all I know is that you could go. He used to be around
Charlie. Yep. Let me add. Yeah, Steve Quayle. Yeah. Okay. Look, let me ask you a question. Iran, if it nukes Israel, with Israel having over 400 nuclear weapons by every deliverable imaginable system, air-to-air, air-to-ground, ground-to-air, submarine, you name it. Do you actually think that Iran would be stupid enough to attack Israel with a nuclear weapon when they have the ability, and I'm not joking here, to literally turn Iran into a sheet of glass?
Well, logic would say no.
Well,
I don't know what these people over there think.
They're not that stupid.
Crazy in the head.
They're not that stupid, and what you're listening to is a neocon. You, my friend, have to start to distinguish who you're listening to and what party line they're toting.
Okay, and then one more comment real quick here, because I know your time's busy, and I want to hang up here and listen offline. But as far as Millie goes, he has absolutely broken more than a couple of things. First of all, it's treason to speak to the enemy over in China.
Well, they have not been declared officially the enemy yet. This is not a wartime footing with China. Bill Clinton did this with a lot of our technology. Hell, he left one of our jets sitting on a Chinese runway long enough they could go in there, pull the equipment, reverse engineer it, put it back together, and we picked up the plane.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other thing is, so it is treason to go against an order from the President of the United States, or to go against the President, for a military man to go against the President.
But this guy, here's the woke general that's talking to another general in China and telling them, don't worry, you know, we have a feeling that Trump might want to attack you with nuclear weapons at the end of his term of office. Really? Does this bring back days of the FBI? Oh, it was Russian collusion. Trump should be out of office. Look, the treason has been running deep, and nobody wants to call it that. Well, Rand Paul, I don't know if you said the word treason, Roger, but you don't go after a four-star general, court-martial him, for no good reason at all. There is treason.
Exactly.
That is the reason. All right, Charlie.
All right, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now I got to start commenting on the comments that other people are commenting on. Look, Roger, I have told this audience for years, you have got to get to the point where, if left alone, you're all by yourself with no other input, no other information or anything else coming to you, you have got to develop your sense to the point where you know. You don't have to sort of kind of guess, but you know who is pushing what narrative.
How many people have anywhere near the amount of time or the amount of actual effort invested in finding out that you and I have? And the problem is that it's an extremely small number, and even those who are knowledgeable today may know 1/100th of what you and I know, but it's more than the average person knows. This is the programmed ignorance, John, and this is the reason why you and I are here. This is why we launched TLB Talk. Why? A social media platform where you can go in and talk about the treason, where you can go in and talk about the medical treason, the political treason, the financial
and
treason.
And share the information.
And share it, yes. This is the world we live in today. And I need to say one more thing, and then I've got to run, and I apologize. But what I'm about to say, and yeah, I'll even give you a chance to rebut this. If you stop and look at what's going on across the planet today, we are in an extermination event. If the majority of humanity doesn't stand up for themselves pretty damn quick, 80 to 90% of us will be gone in less than 10 years. This isn't a joke. How many times have John and I told you something and all of a sudden, gee, everything they've been talking about has come true? What am I telling you right now? I'm not joking with you, and I'm not trying to scare you, but I hope I am. And that's how I'll stop it, John.
Well, I have one thing for you before you go. Steve Elkins sent me an email. Immaturity can be outgrown. Ignorance can be educated. Drunkenness can be sober. But stupid lasts forever.
I love it. In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah. And when you fall down, you're going to count on another American picking you back up. I might be busy on that day. I don't know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Alrighty, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy the rest of the show, and thank you for the platform. Bye.
All right. W in Texas, we had to let him go. Sorry, I couldn't keep him around. Go ahead, W.
Yes. I guess three quick things. One is, I think the Sesame, the Chinese credit score is called the Sesame credit score, I believe, something like that. The second thing is, I just read a thing on Twitter from Occupy Democrats. Basically, they said there's a landlord in Florida that is going to start demanding existing and new tenants be vaccinated. So I guess watch out for that. And
well,
other examples of that.
Well, remember, were you listening to the show that I was talking about the scorched earth policy? That these companies, what they're doing is telling their employees, they're giving them a drop-dead date. You will be vaccinated by this time, or you will not have a job. And I just simply retorted that, well, what makes you fireproof when the employees of your own company finally decide that if I'm going to be unemployed, you're not going to be able to do business? Unless your facilities, unless your buildings, unless your offices, unless your factories are fireproof, you'd better watch what you're doing. This guy with his apartment building?
Yes.
I hope it does not come to this point, because they're throwing everything at us but the kitchen sink. Well, duck, because it just went over my head, and it's heading your way.
Yes, yeah, it's ugly out here. The third quick thing, I'm not sure, did you hear about the whole $600 bank account with the IRS or something? Are you familiar? Did you hear that?
I just covered that last hour.
Oh, I missed it. Can you quickly explain? I'll get offline. I wasn't sure how that...
What it smacks to me of, W, is simply this.
Okay.
Remember after the banking crisis, you know, we had this whole European Union thing going on. And then we had Portugal and we had Spain in financial straits. And I think it might have been Cyprus that did this, but I want to say Portugal. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong here. But they turned around and took the corporate accounts. People that had corporate accounts in their banks, they took their money, just outright took it. And a little bit later on said, well, we might have to do the same thing with depositors, run-of-the-mill depositors.
Right.
We might have to take your money as well, because it really doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the respective banks. Now, if this is a prelude of checking on everybody in Bank Account America USA at all financial institutions, up to and including savings and loans, that they want to know how much money you have in your accounts, that very well could be part of the plan. One day you wake up, there's nothing in your accounts, but don't worry. We're going to do a banking reset, and we'll recalculate what you actually had. Here's your new money. Oh, you had $1,000 in the bank? Well, here's $10. It's good, though. Yeah.
To me,
W, I hope that I am wrong. But I'm in this business, you're damned if you do, and you're certainly damned if you don't. So if I see this as a warning sign fitting in with their great reset, it fits.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome, sir. Man. Five one two 248-8252. We'll continue to take calls. This is Looney Tune time, folks. This is Looney Tune time. By the way, I wanted to mention this yesterday. I didn't get a chance to do it. $30,000. Federal law enforcement officers and agents fight for freedom and against the vax mandate. The worm is turning. I just hope it's not too little, too late. Joe Biden is about to get his comeuppance with more than 30,000 federal law enforcement officials and agents on the side of freedom in this fight for liberty against oppression from Washington's dictatorship regime. Things are going nowhere fast. The recent mandate requiring all federal employees and employees working at companies with more than 100 co-workers to be vaccinated is being met with widespread resistance by those who understand how tyrannical it really is. President Larry Cosme of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association opposed the order and claimed it would undermine voluntary compliance. Cosme explained, and I'm quoting him, "The COVID-19 pandemic is a rapidly evolving and emotionally trying situation. In the face of so many uncertainties, our federal government should trust its employees to make their own medical decision under consultation with their doctor, not mandated by their employer. Vaccination should be promoted through education and encouragement, not coercion." And he continued, "This executive order villainizes employees for reasonable concerns and hesitancies and inserts the federal government into individual medical decisions. People should not be made to feel uncomfortable for making a reasonable medical choice." This is just the number of federal agents that came forward with this within the last 48 hours. Imagine how many Americans are not going to comply with the Biden regime's demands once all is said and done. My hope is that it all goes the way to the Supreme Court, which I imagine that it will, so they can make a ruling that will set the precedent for what the administration is allowed to do going forward. That being said, this may be a silver lining, but I'm sure it will come at a cost. There are going to be some companies that are going to want to go with this right away and start forcing their employees to get vaccinated. Hopefully, we can get this resolved sooner rather than later. They cannot continue with the lie because more and more people are garnering the facts out there, the real facts, the fact-checked facts through the experts. Yes, the guys wearing white coats, virologists, medical doctors, microbiologists around the world that have looked at this situation, that have been making their decisions known. What you're going to get in America is a little Dr. Oz or whatever this fruitcake Jewish doctor that Fox keeps bringing up, a guy that I wouldn't take my dog to have him look at it. This is going to overwhelm them. It already is. The people that have been vaccinated in this country, that's it. There's not going to be any more people taking vaccinations. By the way, my little encounter at the dry cleaners, after the rest of the people left, had a conversation with the lady that was working the counter. She said, they're trying to make mask mandates for schools, and I had a teacher email me and go, well, okay, your child's got to wear a mask. I said, have you been vaccinated? She said, no, and I'm not going to. There are too many, and she used the exact word, uncertainties. And I said, good for you. She was Hispanic, and I said, now here's a little factoid for you. Across the country, blacks and Hispanics, you know what the vaccination rate is? She shook her head no. I said, 18%. She said, I'm not surprised. But yet she was full-blown witness to an exchange between me and a dumbass lady that thought I was jumping her cue. Oh, and oh, by the way, Mike, she accused me. She said, you probably believe in God, too. I went, well. As she turned and walked away, what did she have tattooed on the back of her neck? An ace of spades. And I thought, okay. Okay. There you go. 512-248-8252. Please don't load me up in the last 15 minutes with your calls. You guys do that to me all the time, and then I'm ramming and jamming, and then people hanging up going, oh, well, I'm not going to get on. Get in queue. I will get to your calls in short order. But please, 512-248-8252. We'll take this break. We'll be back. The Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Well, it's not exactly how I'd put it, but yeah. I sure am interested in what's going on.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yeah, why not spend $10 trillion this year? Throw $4 trillion plus bailing out companies and businesses and people to sit at home and collect money because of the COVID-19 crisis. And then turn right around and propose a $5.5 trillion budget. $5.5 trillion, folks. 4 million federal employees now being mandated. You better take the jab or you're going to lose your job. Hopefully the word gets around to the rest of the unions. Now, wait a minute. What did federal law enforcement, what did they just say?
Yeah.
So, according to the Washington Post, when the last gavel finally sounds later Wednesday, House Democrats will have completed the mammoth task of translating President Biden's economic vision into a $3.5 trillion tax and spending proposal. Now, they've already, what is it, Mike? They've already okayed $2.5 trillion. They're asking for another $3.5 trillion. So that puts it between $5 and $6 trillion. Really? An economy that's faltering because of your crap COVID? You got the, it was the CFO, by the way, not the CEO of Kroger, chief financial officer for Kroger, nationwide chain, to come out and said, look, you better buckle down because we're not going to be able to pass all these cost increases to us on to you. They said that we're going to try to hold the prices down, but, you know, we've got to pay and make markup. Otherwise, we're not a business anymore. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there. Hold on. I got to put my cellophane away. you said that this lady you ran into in the store had a Ace of Spades tattooed on the back of her neck.
Yeah.
Was there anything written in the middle of that thing?
I didn't get close enough. It was about the size, let me see here. I don't know. It was about the size of a matchbook, you know, folded out.
Okay, but you didn't see a letter in the middle of that, did you?
I did not notice. I saw an ace of spade, and I didn't see anything else. Yeah.
All right. How old was she?
Oh, I would say she was between 45 and 50.
Okay. Well, that ace of spades on many women, it depends on where they wear it, and specifically if there's a Q right in the middle of it identifies them as a queen of spades, which is a sexual thing, which means that they're exclusive with black men.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And she might be, for all I know, but when you said she had an ace of spades, I thought, oh, okay, I'm just curious. About Biden. Biden has really messed everything up. He, I think, has awakened a raging giant. And I think as hard as he's pushing on this, and it's just going to backfire on him. And I don't see anything working out his way. He's ticked too many people off.
But then again, take this and take it a little bit further downfield. Okay, Biden gets under a lot of pressure from all quarters because of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And the feeble old man cannot be subjected to this kind of pressure, and he has to leave office.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi, and who she picks as vice president.
Well, you mean Kamala Harris.
I'm sorry, Kamala, legs in her hair. Legs in the air.
Kamala legs in the air.
Yes.
Well, okay. So she's either going to pick Hillary Clinton, or maybe even Nancy Pelosi.
Well, think about it. What's the natural progression? You got president, vice president, cannot mm-hmm. do their duties, and who then becomes mm-hmm. president? Speaker of the House.
Well, the Speaker of the House. That's right. Anyway, the Democrats have really dug a deep hole for themselves here, though, Mike.
John. Wrong show.
John, excuse me. I don't know why I'm thinking Mike, but John, they've dug a deep hole for themselves. And I don't see how they're gonna get out of this.
Well,
especially now that you've got 30,000 federal agents saying no.
But here's what concerns me most, Kelly. They're not going to lift their foot off the accelerator. They're driving over the cliff, but they're not going to lift their foot, and I think it's intentional. They know exactly where this is going to go.
Well, of course they are. They're going to push this thing as hard and as fast as they can in order to try to grab as much control as quickly as they can. But, you know, John, I just don't, I don't see Americans rolling over and playing dead on this thing. There's a broad cross-section of people, and I see this on the web every day, broad cross-section of people who want the jab. They want everybody else to be subjected to the jab.
Kelly, hang on a second. I've got to take the bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. 512-248-8252. By the way, John in California got dropped accidentally. Call back.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called.
Jimmy Dean is no longer with us, but his sausage empire is still intact. Kelly and Austin, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, I think if you notice what's happening across the country at college football stadiums, for example, what's the chant you hear?
F Biden. F Joe Biden.
It's happening more often and with greater intensity. And it's not just at college football stadiums either. It's happening at gatherings. Whenever he shows up somewhere, people are standing, aligning the street. They've got the F Biden flags. They're chanting. They're chanting F Joe Biden. He has got to be aware that he is sinking fast. I have never in my life seen a president's approval sink as quickly as his has. Not even Jimmy Carter could do that. It took Jimmy Carter a couple of years to get to that point. Biden is just like a rock dropped into a pond. He is sinking fast.
Kelly, did you notice a couple of days post January 6th, Joe Biden, his little entourage and the Secret Service and the cars, and what were the military doing? They were standing on the streets. They were turning their back on him.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
I didn't see that, but that's symbolic. Now, they might tell you that they had their backs turned because they're watching the crowd.
No. Post January 6th, a couple of days after January 6th, when the fences went up.
Oh, okay.
These guys knew exactly what motorcade that was. You cannot mistake a presidential motorcade. And when they saw it coming down the street, they literally turned 180 degrees and turned themselves away from the president of the United States.
John, let me ask you: are you optimistic about the potential for Americans to convey to him the depth of hatred that would absolutely undermine what remains of his presidency? Just his presidency right now is his stall.
Do you actually think that Joe Biden's running this country? When press conferences, the people that are in his ear, they're not letting the man. This has happened about a half a dozen times, where they have actually cut White House feeds when Joe goes off script. They literally pull his communications. He is not running. He and Kamala are not running this country.
It is very clear that they're not calling the shots. Absolutely, they're not calling. Well, who is? I'd like to know. I mean, at one press conference, he stood up and he said, well, I've been instructed to call this reporter first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the logical question would be, well, who's instructing you to call anybody? You're the president. Why don't you call whom you want to call? Because somebody is instructing him to do these things.
And then we have ample evidence that the Newsom recall was rigged the same way Donald Trump's election was rigged.
Well, I knew that was going to happen.
I didn't know if they had the cojones to do it or not, but evidently, yes, they did. Now,
California.
Yeah, but even still. Kelly, what's coming up next year? Midterm elections. What's coming up in a short amount of time here? We're still reeling from Joe Biden. He's not a year into his presidency. But 2024, and the way days are zooming by, it's going to be upon us before we know it. Donald Trump running for president again, and they try to fix the vote again?
I don't think they can. Not without causing outright rebellion in the country.
People always knew that, you know, there's ballot stuffing going on, and yeah, the votes weren't exactly 100% correct. But people did not know the extent that their vote is actually being stolen in this country. Not until Donald Trump. I mean, when you have Joint Chiefs of Staff calling his counterpart in China, going, don't worry, we got things under control. You know, don't worry about Trump nuking you before he leaves office. What?
My father was a decorated officer from World War II in Korea, and I knew him. Of course, I knew him well, and I could tell you what he would say about somebody like Billy. I mean, my father, officer that he was, would probably just drag him out and shoot him in the head. It's unbelievable that Billy would do something like that. But the fact is, you got people in the media who are trying to defend what Billy did. They're trying to say, well, he stepped forward. And he took care of the country. He protected us. No, he didn't do anything. He didn't protect anybody.
Do you remember when Reagan got shot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who stepped up and said, don't worry, I'm in charge?
It wasn't
the vice president. What the hell was his name, Mike? God, every time I saw this guy, I always saw a skeleton head.
Yeah, no, I don't really know what you're talking about.
I'll think of his name and we'll get it here. But
I remember that. He stepped up and he said, I'm in charge.
Yeah, excuse me. No, you're not. It goes president, vice president, speaker of house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm starting to get a lot of feedback on your end.
I guess my wife has got her computer on. So I'll sign off, but thanks for taking the call.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You don't think that was intentional, her cranking up that computer in the background? Do you think there's more problems in Kelly's household than an excess of cellophane? John in California. Hello, John. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Hello, John.
Wait a minute. I got Mike. Al Haig. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, John, hello. Yeah, thanks for Roger Landy and Roger Sales yesterday. It was great. I'd like to have him here and back on. And thank God for all you guys. You got to take time off. Go and take it. I'll miss you every time you have to get off.
But I haven't taken a vacation in 33 years, and people have asked me the question, how are you still sane? I don't know that I am, but I do know this. If you've got a, if you question your own sanity, chances are you're not nuts. But I know myself well enough where I'm about ready to climb all over a 45-year-old lady and beat the crap out of her for being so stupid. That's when it tells me, John, it's time to take a break. You're losing your grip.
John, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. Every time you talk about those conferences, I'd like to see him be a fly on the wall watching that. But, yeah, good. You got the cojones to do it. I wish sometimes I did.
But John, in the past, I'd go toe-to-toe with anybody. It didn't matter what their stripe or their standing was, male, female, old, young. It didn't matter. I would stand there and have a conversation with anybody. But when you get to the point that the only thing you want to do is double up your fist and smack the stupid person that you're talking to, that's a warning sign. And that says, dude, take a break.
Right. Anyway, yeah, my wife and I had another conversation this morning. You know, we're disagreeing to disagree about COVID and all that stuff. And I just repeat here, she knows I've got all these papers, publications, websites you can look at. And she still kind of poo-poos it. But I said, well, okay, you just agree to disagree, and then we stopped, went out and had a nice breakfast, and went back a normal day. So we haven't, fortunately, it hasn't gotten beyond that.
Good.
But I said, hey, you can see it anytime you want. Hopefully it doesn't come down to any of us, like you said, I told you so, or if I kick off, you can say, I told you so.
Well, and, but what became real apparent to me today with encountering that woman is what I've said before, you cannot fix stupid, but I think the problem with most people is it's a huge enough lie that they cannot get their mind wrapped around the idea that it's a lie. That they don't, first of all, they don't want to believe it's a lie. They don't want to believe the government and healthcare in this country would turn on its own people. They don't want to entertain that thought, so it's easier to believe and just jump into your comfort bag, which is, to me, it's, you know, hey, Mr. Hangman, don't bother, you know, with the trap door. I'll just take a flying leap with this rope around my neck off of your platform, and I'll do it for you.
Yeah, John, you're right. Well, like I said, she's in her comfort zone. You know, when she's here in the house, she does her quilting. She can sit down and play her little games on the computer, her easy chair, watch Netflix. She likes to watch history and that, but
John, I mean, when you've got the CFO of Kroger coming out and admitting, now, according to the Fed chairman, there's inflation right now, but that's only temporary. No, it's not. When you throw $10 trillion out of the helicopter in less than a year, this is very simple and basic math. You do that, you're floating too much currency against what is real in the marketplace. And when you do that, there is rapid inflation. And Powell turns around and calls it, that's just temporary. No, that's not going to last. Yes, it is. Yes, it is going to last, and it's going to get worse. So how is your wife going to feel? You know, she could still sit down and play her computer games. And she can still, you know, huddle in the house and feel safe while the rest of the country around her implodes. How much longer is she going to feel safe?
That's just it. It has to be. Unfortunately, with some people, it's got to be right at the end. It's okay. You're just going to take it and pop off. One quick thing about, we told you she was at a club organization. I told you about, they wouldn't let her come to the board meeting because of me, and I wasn't there. So, well, they found out, they apologized. They got an apology from one of the board members. They had no idea this happened, you know, whether they were trying to hide it. But he said, you're sorry, no, you can do all this stuff with us, facts or not. Okay. One last thing, and I'll get off. The election, the recall of Newsom, I'm not surprised. They used cheating. Especially when the mail came in, we had no polling place here. I got no call because I'm a past poll worker. I got no calls about needing work. I think they just use mails or a Dropbox. Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah.
And I think in the future, they kiss, okay, you can mail it. That's going to be the easiest thing the demos and the liberals find to go. So,
but John, it's worse than that. Even on YouTube, you're getting commercials interrupting whatever your video you're watching on YouTube to tell you that, oh, the Republicans are trying to fix the vote and make your vote not count. And it's exactly the opposite. We've got people out there running commercials on social platforms politicizing something that is not true. It is exactly the opposite. But if you argue with them, you're deplatformed. You're thrown off.
Right.
God.
But I've seen a lot there. I've been getting emails and stuff on my text about the opposite. They're saying, yeah, Newsom did this and that. Let's get rid of him. Let's recall him. But they can't get it on the I think there was one guy, Cox, who's running against him that was able to have one broadcast on local news. One last thing, and I'll get off. Larry Elder, I heard something, and he has some Zionist connections, and that kind of made me upset. You get a chance sometime, if you bring back, was it Bob Woodward?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Woodward?
Yeah.
But Woodson, I'm sorry, Woodson, I keep getting in my life. And see, in general, if he has some comments on stuff like that, some of these people are on the blacks, you know, Republicans and conservatives. If they've got some background stuff behind the scenes that they're not talking about,
are you talking about Woodson of the WoodsonCenter.org that I had on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring him back.
Anyway, John, have a good time off. We'll see you back when you come back.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
And I keep supporting you. Keep it up. I keep you sent.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Good night.
James in Vancouver, Canada. Hello, James.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Trump's style to nuke China.
Well, it certainly isn't. His idea, he was practicing detente. He was talking to him about how can we assist each other? Can we do this financially? That was Trump's tactic. It wasn't threatening to move troops in or to nuke them or do anything else. It was, okay, we all have common interest in what was Donald Trump's interest, business. He was the exact president that we needed at the exact time. I'm not saying the guy is the smartest guy in the world. There are people in this world that are a lot richer, a lot more savvy with money and business than he is. But he had the right idea. Wait a minute. We're suffering economically here. I can fix that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only thing, this guy is poison. He's got big problems. So.
He's a disgrace to anybody that ever has worn a uniform. I mean, my God.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you took money from the Chinese. That's one of my questions. Did he actually take money? So,
do you know, I was tabulating in my head the other day of the stuff that has been going on in America, the egregious in-your-face treason, lies. I mean, you just go down the laundry list. And I was thinking to myself, you know, people are now to the point where they don't know what to believe, so they're just jumping in their respective camps, political camps, Democrat, Republican. And this has nothing to do with delineation of. I even had a guy that sent me an email that said, look, I'm an independent. You know, a lot of your listeners out there are independent. They're not necessarily conservative. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, what in the hell is this guy talking about? Because whether you eat tomorrow, whether you can put, not that you're unwilling, but you're willing to go out and work to keep a roof over your head, you know, to stay off a government teat, you know, this is now passé. Now people are lining up for benefit from government, and they don't have the money, so they're continuing to borrow it. That's putting everybody's life in jeopardy. This thing has to be shattered. These myths in this country have to be shattered.
I think that the Chinese are using the Federal Reserve which is the weak point against the United States. I really believe that.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so you hand the Chinese a half-loaded gun rather than a loaded gun. What you're telling me? What you're telling me is the globalists have lost control of China. No, they haven't. They've got China in a tighter grip as they've got the United States or England or France or any other country out there. And I will say this again for the listeners that don't seem to be able to absorb this fact. Your New World Order is your global bankers. These are the people that are in control right now. James, I got to run. I thank you for your call, sir.
Okay, right.
All right.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive.
You know, isn't that a thought to entertain? But the one real chance we may have in this country is to go a little crazy? Maybe it's past time that we do that. Jeff in Colorado. Hello, Jeff.
John, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I had a couple of things bounce across my internet searches and stuff about how they're fencing off the District of Criminals again.
Yep. They are, in fact, doing that.
Something to do with the protests this week?
Yeah. And I hope they're doing this out of legitimate concerns for their own safety. If they're that scared they got to put up chain-link fences, good. They should be scared because of what they're doing to this country.
Yep. Okay. Hey, thanks, man.
All right. That's it?
Yeah, later.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Yeah. Mike, what I said to that lady today at the cleaners, I said, man, you're going to feel really stupid when you find out you believed the lie. And she turned around and looked at me and says, well, ditto. I said, well, you've not had access to the information I've had. Well, doesn't matter. I watch the news. A small part of me feels sorry for her. I really do, which tells me I'm not totally gone. If I still have a modicum of compassion for a blatantly in-your-face stupid person. And just in case anybody forgot, Herr Schwab, in 2015, clearly speaking about the coming gene-altering changes to human beings. Of course, he knew the entire plan. From 2015, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this.
The difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing,
right.
Just as an example. It's you who are changed, and of course this has a big impact on your identity.
Genetic editing. Isn't he a financial guy? What does he know about gene editing? This is from 2015. The gene-altering changes to human beings. That's who you are? Yeah, we're going to change you, and that's who you're going to be. This is also the clown that said by 2030, you're going to be happy that you don't own anything. You're going to be happy over that. See, these are the little... Careful, John. These are the people that need to be marched up the gallows pole. Yeah. All right, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I thank you very much for being here today. Spread the word, folks. We've got a limited amount of time and a short time to get there. Donations to the network, most assuredly appreciated. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.